Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
What you want, baby, I got.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure. I'm very excited about having our good friend Bert Folsom back on the show, and Bert is here. He doesn't know it. He probably doesn't know it, but he's here to celebrate his 13th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. He joined me the first time in June 1998. How about that, folks? Bert is, at that moment, he became the resident historian of the Small Business Advocate Show, and he's a great asset to us and has been an abiding, important resource for us over the years. He's the author of the two critically acclaimed books, Empire Builders and The Myth of the Robber Barons, and the new book, New Deal or Raw Deal, How FDR's Economic Legacy Has Damaged America, has been highly critically acclaimed and a great success. And he's our good friend, Bert Folsom. Welcome back to the show.
Well, Jim, it's good to be back, and I'm a teenager on your show now.
I know. How about the happy anniversary? Thanks for 13 great years.
Yeah, it's been good to be with you, and it's been good to see your whole program expand and your own outreach increase, and it's needed more than ever today because in the last 13 years, the attitudes toward business have. Yeah. In this country, unfortunately, have declined. So your force is needed.
What is wrong with that? Did FDR hate businesses the way some of our politicians today hate business?
They do. Part of the issue, I would say, is this, Jim. The main feature in FDR's economic plan was
Franklin Delano Roosevelt. For the you young puppies, you may remember in the last you in a history book you read in the 30s. Basically, he was the president of the United States. Go ahead, Bert.
Yeah, 75 years ago, his plan was the New Deal, and we had the worst economic catastrophe in U.S. history. We had double-digit unemployment the whole decade, and Roosevelt's attitude was that redistribution of wealth was what is needed. Mm-hmm. He thought you take from the rich, give to the poor, and then they'll have jobs. What he didn't understand, of course, is that if you take from the rich, they then don't have the money to invest, they don't have the incentive to invest, and you're not really creating jobs.
It's called taking the golden egg from the goose before she's through making it.
Well, I think that's one way to put it, definitely. And so redistribution is the main plank in his platform, but it doesn't create jobs. So what you have is, how do you run for re-election when you haven't created jobs? And the answer is, you then go into class warfare.
Mm-hmm.
We would have created the jobs if the rich wouldn't have been so selfish. Now, we've seen in this administration, President Obama admires Roosevelt very much, but we have the same problem sort of being created. You try to redistribute wealth, and then you create incentives for entrepreneurs not to be able to get in and invest, and then you have mm-hmm. the blaming of whether it's doctors because they're cutting
right.
off people's feet, or bankers because they're not loaning money.
Or those greedy CEOs, which small business owners, when they start vilifying corporate CEOs, it doesn't make small business owners feel real comfortable.
No. They're in the same group, only because they don't have as much power and authority and money, they're not vilified.
But we imagine ourselves being there possibly one day.
Sure.
And you know, what the government doesn't understand, what politicians, what the political class, especially certain political members of the political class don't understand, Bert, is that when small business owners see the vilifying of the marketplace, we feel that that's coming after us. And it doesn't make us want to invest. It doesn't make us want to hire more people.
Right. And it's that lack, at least today, that lack of hiring people that among small businessmen that has been a problem. But, of course, they're having more regulations.
The thing that I talked about this earlier in the hour, 60% of our budget and a big part of our deficit is coming from entitlements that were created primarily. One of them, at least, was created during the New Deal. Another one or two of the others were created in different legislation since then, especially with the with Johnson's Great Society, and then some others since then. Biden, right. Not only Democrats but Republicans too.
That's true.
So we've got all these. I call them 20th century commitments made with 20th century expectations that are now being redeemed in 21st century reality.
Yeah, that's exactly true, and we're adding more commitments in the 21st century.
Right, and that can't stand, can it? I mean,
No, it's unsustainable.
It's unsustainable. That's what I call. I identified America's business model is unsustainable, Bert.
It is, but I will say this, because I think most people listening know you and I at heart have a strong optimistic streak. It is reversible. It is reversible. It's unsustainable.
We have time now.
Yes.
We have time now, but we may not have time in 5 years.
That's right. But right now it is reversible. We can reverse this. And the other thing that's good news is we have a lot of politicians who want to reverse it and who have some ideas to reverse it and who have some, not complete, but have some authority to reverse it.
But, Bert, it's still not clear. America is at a tipping point now. Because a little over half of Americans don't pay taxes.
Well, that's been a real problem.
And we're at a tipping point now where what's it going to take for America to actually turn itself around, to have what I'm calling a gut check, a national gut check on the reality of the situation? You know, we don't have much more time to do that, Bert.
No, we really don't, and that is one thing. That's why what happens, as you say, in the next 5 years, certainly this decade, is very important.
Yeah. Well, I think we've got more years than that to turn around the financial problem. I don't think we have that many more years to turn around our attitude about it. I think every year that goes by puts us more dangerous over that tipping point in terms of sentiment. Hold on to that thought, Bert. We're going to take a quick break, folks, back after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.